You may well remember, just before Christmas, Tim Bridle decided that he was going to run 10K every day for 365 days of the year. And his tasking doing this is quite onerous, without a doubt. And the weather's been against him. He's still managed to do it. In fact, I can swear to this, on Tuesday morning, it was a really icy morning Tuesday, probably one of the worst days of the week for the weather. And I seen him at 7 o'clock in the morning running up Manthorpe Road. He's trying to raise £20,000 for charity. My company sponsored him £1 a day. Ross, by the way, gave £10 of his pocket money up.
Yeah, that was quite a nice thing to do.
Which I did hand to Tim yesterday.
Did you? I was going to check. I thought I might get a receipt or something, knowing you.
And Karen and Mark Dillaway, the directors of Marin Tiles, also very kindly gave £50. So thanks to them. And if you can do that, then get some spare cash. It's a great charity. Then why not? But Tim is on the phone because today is something special. So we'll find out. Hi, Tim.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I was going to say probably exhausted.
Yeah. Today I had a lion. Thankfully, I just took a bit of a break. It's pretty good.
So today is a bit of a milestone in a funny old way, isn't it?
Yeah, today marks 100 miles. So last Sunday was 100 kilometres, and today marks 100 miles. So yeah, 160 kilometres done. It's the first landmark. There's been like 1,000 kilometres or 1,000 miles. So it's a big day today.
I mean, I did bump into Paul Davidson, Paul and Janice. Bumped into them in Asda's, of all places, last Sunday. And Paul, I believe, has something to do with Grantham Athletics. And, of course, they went off, I think, on your first run, which was launched by Lady Sarah McCorkindale, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What day was that?
That was the 1st of January, which is the Friday.
Right.
And we ran around town, we did the landmarks of Grantham, so Margaret Thatcher, well, we ran at Northern Parade, the old A1 and Margaret Thatcher's first place, and the original Little Connaby School and King's School and Grantham House, like the Bouncy Bomb and things. So yeah, we ran around Grantham with all the landmarks.
I mean, I'll tell you, how tough is it? I mean, you know, this is the worst time of the year, that we've had the worst weather for 50 years, and as I just mentioned, Tuesday morning, black ice everywhere, cars sliding all over the place, and I was driving to Leicester, and I seen you at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you were running with somebody, and I think, well done to you, mate.
Oh, thank you. It is hard. I mean, the planning before obviously just jumping into something, there was a lot of planning in the background, and in how to run it and how to make it a reality, and a lot of that is, obviously, before about, you know, being the lactic stiffness. So there's a lot part of the beginning and the end. There's a lot of discipline in making sure that I burn off that lactic so I can still perform the following day. But I'd say that day you saw me was the hardest run I'd ever done. I fell over twice, actually, on that time, and we ended up, thankfully, with the Garmin watch. We were able to run around Queen's Park and finish the run off because it just wasn't realistic being on the roads or the path, sort of thing.
I mean, do you vary, different runs each day? Because, I mean, I would assume if you'd done the same run for 365 days of the year, it'd probably become quite monotonous.
Yeah, we've about four or five runs around Grantham that we've got planned, although really haven't had much chance to access those because of the weather. I'd like to say thank you very much to the Central School Gym there because they've given me free use of their treadmill to get that 10K in because it's just not been realistic. But no, you're absolutely right, it's the monotony of it all. And so from that, yeah, I've got four or five runs, and equally so, people have wanted to come running out with me. You mentioned Mark on the day you saw me is coming out. But then we're starting to think of different starting locations as well, so it gets a bit, you know, all completely different. And some of the guys that from the athletics club came up with the idea of saying, well, why don't you do an event, you know, a 10K event every month? So the first one I'm going for is in Telford on the 24th. So just adding variety that way as well.
Okay, I mean, in fairness to you, in this weather, to get motivated to go and do it, full credit to you, because I wake up some mornings and I just sort of think, oh, I could just go back to sleep. But of course, you can't do that. You've got to go and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the whole day, and so I'll take the weekends to have a little bit of a life. But I'm not, I don't know if it's like you, but I'm not really a morning person. I do struggle to get out here. I don't like being out in the cold and the wet. And today I'm looking out here, and it's certainly better than the snow, but I'm not enjoying going out and getting wet. But I will run out today because, you know, I've been on the treadmill for 9 days. So, yeah, I'll definitely get out today.
I mean, just before we wrap things up, I mean, how long does it take you to run 10K? I mean, can we assume that your times are getting quicker now because, you know, you're doing it regular, so obviously you're getting fitter?
There's a bit of that, yeah. I mean, I'm still aiming. I'd say when I was originally doing it, it was about 55 minutes, and now I do it between 50 and 52 minutes. But a large part of that is the discipline of the cooling up and the cooling down. So I go very steady in the first kilometre either end, and then the other eight is done at a quicker pace to pick up the time. But I don't want to go any quicker than 50 minutes just because of the lactic buildup I'll get. It's just not going to be, it's just not practical really. I'm going to have to find a way to just absorb more time trying to get it out of the muscles, if that makes sense.
Well, listen, Tim, best of luck with that. I mean, you've got a long way to go. Keep us informed. Give us a call now and again. Milestone today, you say 100. Did you say 100 miles today?
100 miles today, yeah.
Is this up to today or will it include today?
Includes today. Today's run.
Okay. And just very quickly, how could people get in touch with you regarding sponsoring you?
We've got a blog that's recording the journey, and we've also got what's happening behind the challenge, and they can find that on www.1010k-everyday.blogspot. And and then on there, there's an icon for donating in terms of how much we've got. And to date, we've got £210. So thank you for everybody who's done that.
So Tim, that website, is that www.10k-today? Is that .blogspot.co.uk?
It's every day, yeah. So it's 10k-everyday.blogspot.com.
Okay, thank you.
Tim, best of luck to you today, mate. A bit wet today, but it's better than the snow and the ice. And, of course, the other thing you've got to think about is not picking up an injury.
Yeah, that's one of the ice things. I banged my knee a little bit, and I was like, I was furious with myself for slipping over in the ice. But yeah, that's the biggest concern.
Easy, Don. Well, listen, mate, enjoy. Keep us informed. We'll speak again, hopefully very, very soon. Certainly anything worth telling us, let us know, and we'll have a chat on air.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.